Our first storyteller is going to be the guy who brought me into the Nerdlogs over a year ago, Mr. Kevin Reeder.
Cool. Yeah, it's been a great year with Eric. Thanks everybody. I think about annual, and I'm kind of a nostalgic guy, so I wanted to just share something with everybody that was a part of an old sketch group that I was in. Every year, I was in this group called the Other Guys. For anybody who doesn't know. Thank you. We were a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun together. Good friends. But every year, we would go back to our alma mater, the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, and we would take part in a community sort of comedy show down there called Malignant Humor. Yeah, either you get it or you don't. Whatever. But anyways, I knew that there are a lot of TMNT fans here, and so I wanted to share this. It was written by Brian McGovern, and with the newest show coming out on Nickelodeon, I thought it was apropos. So this is 10 Reasons You Might Be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. I'm going to do this in the vein of Jeff Foxworthy, because that's how Brian wanted it done. So I checked with him. He's cool with it. So anyways, here we go. If you've been trained in various forms of martial arts by a giant rat, and you're cold-blooded, you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. So from here on out, I'll cue you guys, and then maybe together we can all say, you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Because it's gonna be belaboring if I say it every time. All right, so if you have an insatiable lust for flat-breaded Italian cuisine,
you
and were birthed from an EGG,
you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Three. If you're... three. If your love for a broadcast journalist dressed in a bright yellow overcoat defies the theory of natural selection,
you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Okay, four. We've got 10 guys, so let's go. If your mortal enemy is known as the Shredder and you don't own socks,
you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Alright. If Vanilla Ice wrote a song about you and you're not Vanilla Ice, then you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Alright, so. If you believe that a thin, monochromatic cloth mask serves as an adequate disguise when you're a giant reptile with bulging muscles,
you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
If your body has been horribly mutated on a genetic level by a freak sewer accident, but you still have an overall good attitude about that,
you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
If you're skilled in the ancient art form of ninjutsu and belong to the taxonomic order of testudines,
you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
If you breathe through the process of buccal pumping, pulling air into the mouth and pushing it into the lungs via oscillations of the floor of the throat, and you say cowabunga a lot, you might be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And finally, if you're between the ages of 13 and 19 and are also a mutant ninja turtle, then you are definitely
a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. All
right. Let's give it up for Brian McGovern, everybody.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Kevin. Here's a fun fact I tell people all the time, and now I'm going to record it, so I'll never say it again. That's not true. The Ninja Turtles are based off of the story of Daredevil, the superhero, because Eastman and Laird thought it was so ridiculous that someone would get struck by ooze and develop super senses. So in their story, the same truck that blinds Matt Murdock is the truck that dumps its mutagen into the sewer, and and kind of births the turtles. And there's, like, other differences, like, you know, Daredevil fights the hand, the turtles fight the foot. You know, the turtles' master is Splinter, Daredevil's trainer is Stick. So this story checks out, you guys.